Broadcast is beginning. We're pleased to be visiting in the home today of Mrs. Wallace Knowles. Alma Knowles, right in the heart of downtown Gilbertsville, I guess you'd say. Ms. Knowles, thank you for letting us come in.
Thank you for being here.
We generally start off with one standard question and hope it doesn't irritate you too much. How old are you, Ms. Knowles?
I'll be 84 my next birthday.
You know, you're so young looking.
Well, thank you.
It's hard for me to determine anyone's age when they pass 60. They all seem to look about alike, especially if they're in reasonably good health. First of all, I want to ask about your parents.
Well, my parents was Robert Newton Winters, W-I-N-D-E-R-S. A lot of people called him Winters, but it was Winters. And my mother was a Edwards, and they came from Todd County down here in 1989.
In a way, a long time ago.
In the 90s, I guess, because they had three children. Well, they had four. One was deceased between the two oldest girls.
That means you were born in Marshall
and
County.
And I just barely got here in Marshall County.
Yes.
And my granddaddy.
What was your mother's name before she married?
Edwards.
An Edwards, yes. Uh-huh. You said that, didn't you?
Edwards. And her daddy came down here, Hal Edwards, and bought two farms off of the purchase, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This one and the one joining us, Will Edwards, got it. He married his youngest girl. And he took that farm here, and my daddy took this one. And it was all in timber. And I don't know, I guess they had to clear it all out to build a little house right up here where this mm-hmm. big brick house is.
Yes, sir.
And this is where I was raised. I'm on the place where I was raised.
You know, that startles me just a little bit because my great-grandfather was Howell Edwards, although he was from Callaway County.
Yeah? Well, this was my granddaddy, and I don't know who he married. Don't know who my mother's mother was because she was dead when I was born, and they come here from Todd County in a covered wagon and built this little house, and the road run back south of us here at that time. And then after they changed the road over here, they redone their house then.
Yes.
And I just barely remember that, you know.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Wilson Ridge down here.
Mm-hmm. Is that between here and Calvert City?
You know where the parkway?
Yes,
I mean, the
road. I-24?
No, it's the road goes from 62 to the plants.
Oh, and, yes, uh-huh.
And that, you know, the gas line always had big surges, pipes laying there. That's where they stored them.
Yes.
And the schoolhouse sat right there. If you ever knew where Earl Gray lived, that's where it was.
Earl Gray at the bank?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's where he lived most of their married life. But then he finally moved to Calvert. But
do you remember,
anyway, that's where our schoolhouse sat.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Oh, yeah. Lula Hall, Lula Ford Hall, was my first teacher, and Bessie Phelps Holland was my next teacher. You knew her. She was in the Red Cross over at Benin, you know, Mary?
Yes.
And Homer Ford.
Oh, I knew him.
I went to school to three Fords of the same family.
Yeah. Did you drive a Ford, too?
Well, I have, yeah. That's what I learned to drive was a Ford Model T.
Uh-huh.
And Homer taught after Lenny did. Lenny taught 2 years. And then Homer, and let's see, Ezra Hall, and Liston Estes, Raymond Roundtree, and I believe that's about all I can remember.
Say you've remembered all of them, I think.
Well, I guess I have at eighth grade, you know.
Yeah, sure.
See, we didn't get any education only at eighth grade because there wasn't any high school around any closer than Murray.
Uh-huh.
And my dad wasn't able to send us, so we had to settle for eighth grade education.
Oh, everybody did that then. As a matter of fact, you could... After you finished the eighth grade, I think if you passed a certain test, you could start teaching.
I guess so.
A number of people did that. Well, what did you like most about school?
Well, we called it arithmetic then. I don't know what to call it now, but it was arithmetic and spelling. That was my main
one.
I was a good speller.
And that's something that's almost a lost art today.
And you know Homer Ford remembered that about me being a good speller. Homer and me were buddies.
Yeah.
Every time we'd play games, he'd get me for his partner.
What kind of games did you play?
Oh, every kind. Tag, Wolf Over the River, and something else that you slung around. Whip crack.
Pop the whip?
Pop the whip.
Mm-hmm.
Tag, I don't know.
Now that is bad
and
to
ball,
be the...
Town ball.
Mm-hmm.
We called it town ball. And I was the old Tom Ward, they called me.
Yeah.
He was a tall ball player, you know, and he could really go after them. They put me in the field, and I'd go up and get them. I was the biggest tomboy that ever was.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And we pitched to... washers. We didn't have dollars, you know. We pitched washers.
I've done that many a day.
And London Bridge.
Another fine game of childhood.
Handkerchief.
That goes way back to England, and our ancestors brought it over here. So
I guess we played every kind of game there was going. Hopscotch.
Now, since Mr. Ford was your buddy, I guess you didn't get any whippings.
I don't think so. I don't believe I ever got a whipping in school.
Well, I wish I knew how many I had gotten.
I know the first year
about 500,
that I cried. I got homesick.
Oh, you wanted to
and
be at home.
And my older sister had to take care of me.
Yeah.
Miss Lula was a teacher.
It's sort of a shock to children to go. Now they ease them into it so much. They watch kindergarten on television, and then they go to nursery school a year, and then they go to, what do they call the next one? Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
And then they go to, by the time they get to school, why, it's kind of old hat to them.
That's right.
For you, it
but
was
you see,
different.
But mine was starting right out in school,
mm-hmm.
first beginning.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you finished school, and tell us about your life after that.
Well,
did you start courting?
Yes.
Had a boyfriend.
Yeah, several of them. I think I dated every boy in Marshall County that was my age.
Well, we won't ask you to name all of those.
No, I know it. But, you know, when Wallace come along, a rank stranger, he was helping dig the dredge ditch up here that come through, you know. You remember that where it started way up yonder in the swamps and come down through here? Well, now that's when I got acquainted with him.
Where was he from?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Uh-huh. But I think he was born in Stewart County, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. But he worked with people on the farm in Missouri.
Yes.
And come over here, and I knew him 2 months and was married. Hardly 2 months.
It was sort of love at first sight.
It was.
And yet it worked out.
I made that remark first time I seen him. That he's my man if I never get him. But I got him.
Yes, well, wonderful. And how many years were you privileged to live together?
Well, we lived together 41 and a half years. And He was in the hospital at Memphis, our 41st anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died in April before the next anniversary.
So you've been a widow then?
Been a widow going on 22 years.
That's a long time to be alone, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, you seem to have adjusted quite well, at least from appearances.
I've been able to work.
Right. Where did you live all of your life in Marshall County? Or?
Right up here. Just the next house up here, that big brick house.
Mm-hmm. So he
That's
worked.
That's where I was born and raised. And he worked the farm. It runs, the line was right back here, and it runs from there to the river.
Did you know anything about Birmingham much when
Not
it was?
Not too much, uh-uh. We didn't have no way to go up there, you know, only buggy and horse and that. I never was up there. But I've helped take care of this farm, you know, while my dad was living. He died kind of young, 64.
That is young.
And Wallace died at 64. But I've worked in the fields. I've worked tobacco and corn, cut corn stalks with a hoe, one at a time, pick one at a time up and pile them up to burn, you know.
Oh, me.
That's the way we had, and worm and sucker tobacco.
The way you're shaking your head, I think you didn't exactly love tobacco.
No, I didn't. I didn't like the worms that was on it.
What about those big horn worms when they got about the size of your finger and they started clucking at you?
I was afraid of it. So I took scissors, put around my neck, and cut their heads off with scissors.
Now there's a story for the record books. I've never heard that before.
Oh, I was scared of them.
My wife was a coward in the tobacco field, and she always, I think, knocked them off with a stick and then maybe
mashed them.
Mm-hmm. But it is quicker and nicer in your way.
Yeah.
You sort of gave them the guillotine, didn't you?
And I've helped with the children all of my single life, and a lot since I've had children married and their children. I have to take care of them, you know. So
oh, well, how many children do you have?
I have three.
Well, tell us about
boy,
them.
Rudell Knowles.
Where does he live?
He lives in Calvert.
All right.
And works down at the plants. And he's the oldest. And then I have Lavina Bratcher. She's a widow. She's been a widow as long as I have. And Doris Haley lives here next door.
So she kind of keeps an eye on you.
Yeah.
Do they have any children?
They have three girls.
So you have the pleasures of being a grandmother.
And a great.
And a great.
They're all married, and I've got great grands.
Oh.
Well, I've got a great grand 22.
Yeah. Well, old enough to marry.
Yeah. He is married.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
So you might be a great grand.
That's right. And I've got another great grand that graduated in May.
In May from, Marshall County
mm-hmm.
High School?
Up here. Yeah.
Do you know Mama Mo? Did you ever hear anything about her?
No.
She teaches home ec, so I thought maybe you.
No, I don't know anything about that school up there, but I wanted to tell you about my husband was the first bus driver for Marshall County.
The first bus driver? Well, now that's quite a milestone. When did this happen?
In 39. Joe Bert Howard was teaching at Calvert, and he come to Wallace and begged him to build him a bus and start driving for the school. Well, he got busy, and him and the boy built a bus. It's a wooden bus, you know. Well, he drove that a long, long time, and he got to where it was the law you had to have a steel body. Well, he done away with this one, got a steel body bus, a small one, and he outgrew it, and then he had to get a larger one. And he furnished his own bus.
Oh, the county didn't own the buses,
no,
though.
No, he owned his own buses and paid all expenses, done all of his work and everything. That was when Holland Rose was superintendent. And
well, see, that brings back an era that many people will be surprised to hear about.
That's right. And he drove 20 years. Never had a wreck, never hurt a child. Wasn't that a record?
Oh, it certainly was and is, yes.
And when they passed the law that they had to have, he had to do away with his bus and drive a county bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that liked to kill him. He just couldn't take it.
He'd always done the other way.
That's right.
Seemed natural and right.
Uh-huh. And, of course, he drove his a long time after the other buses started, county buses. But he got sick. It just made him sick because he had to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But he was sick anyway, but he began to go down. And he just had one eye, and they passed the law, he had to have two good eyes. And he didn't have but one. And he drove all that 20 years. Well, he had to have an exam, but he'd go to Dr. Smith, and old Dr. Smith would look at him and say, "You're all right."
Yeah.
In that way, he got by, you see.
Uh-huh.
Kept going.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. It's just after he had to quit driving while he kept going down, and then he had to go to the hospital and had surgery and cancer of the lung.
Horrible disease,
yeah,
isn't it?
Horrible disease.
It frightens me. My mother died of cancer.
It does me, too. I said, "I can't stand that word." And Dr. Meyer always said, "I can't stand that word, cancer."
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, that's a very interesting story, and I'm certainly glad you told us about the bus and the background and the very first one. Hasn't been long since I read in the paper about one of the, maybe this, I don't know whether it was the second or what, but it was about 41 or so, and Barbara Oakley Searles, his father, began the first bus that ran to Hardin, from Aurora to Hardin.
Now that was a county bus, wasn't it?
Well, I think maybe it was his own bus. I think he supplied his own bus, at least the first one.
See,
he had.
When Wallace started, the high school students had to pay tuition.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, your husband started about 2 years before Mr. Oakley. I believe that's right.
Well, he started in 39, mm-hmm, and drove it through 59.
Yes. Some places still use that system. I know there are a number of counties, at least in Illinois, where they hire the entire bus system.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have all metal. They have the same bus as anybody else has.
Yeah. They had to pay Wallace more than they did the other drivers after they started.
Well, of course they did.
Because he had to furnish all expenses, you see.
But they didn't have all that capital invested.
That's right.
So I don't know which is the better way. I suppose there's an argument there.
Well, I don't know either, but he liked his way.
Well, it worked,
yeah,
and it's still
sure
working
did.
In a lot of places.
Sure.
Hardin County, Illinois, I know, has that kind of a system now.
Well,
I believe Mr. Raines supplies the buses for the entire system.
I said I wanted the world to know. Many people didn't know that he was the first bus driver in Marshall County for the schools, you see.
Well, the first of anything, like
yeah,
the first man, Adam, the first woman, Eve,
that's right.
Why, that's something, isn't it?
That's right.
So the first bus driver, that's something that you can always be proud of.
Yeah. Sure can, and every time I see a school bus, it does something to me.
Well, the schools have changed, the school bus system has changed, everything marches on, and
yeah,
hopefully it's for the better.
Yeah, I hope so.
But tell us something about any amusing incidents that you remember.
Oh, we didn't have anything only musicals, string music, you know, and play parties.
Uh-huh.
My mom and dad wouldn't let us go to a play party unless we told them a fib
well,
to get the gold.
Someone told me, and maybe you can straighten this out for me, that a play party was sort of like a square dance, but you called it a play party because they frowned on dancing.
But it's more like a square dance than anything else, you know. But they wouldn't let us go to that. But sometimes we'd tell them we was going to a musical, and it turned out to be a play party.
That wasn't much of a fib, was it?
No, just a little white one.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and then when I was 15, you know, Wiley Mathis came to Calvert.
I remember Wiley Mathis.
And preached in Rush Arbor's, Barnes, anything he could get to preach in. And then he got this church established at Calvert.
Yes, sir.
On the old Paducah Road, right
yes.
out of Calvert.
Uh-huh.
There, and they built that church, and my dad helped build that. And Uncle Will Edwards, he was one of the family, you know, married Mama's sister.
Yes, sir.
And he helped Mr. Hoover, Mr. George Ford.
Several. Was that the Hoover that worked at the bank, Robbie
daddy.
Hoover? His daddy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
His daddy, Albert.
So that's an earlier generation
yeah.
still.
Albert, and then Robbie was his son. But Robbie was just a boy, you know, like I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
And so I come into that church, the first meeting that was held there. Wiley held the first
and
meeting.
And Wiley Mathis. Now, he was from Southern Illinois.
And I said that church, it was my first love. I hated to see it tore down so bad, but they tore it down.
They built a building down in Calvert that's still standing, I think.
Yeah, where the senior citizens are.
Uh-huh.
That's up in Calvert.
I've been over there to some Boy Scout meetings not too long ago.
It's on Aspen Street, I believe it is, in Calvert.
Now, that's the first one I remember.
And then we outgrew that, and then they had to go out to 62.
Oh, they have a big, nice place out there okay. now with Ralph Steury and
well, that's where so I
on.
Go. And they got a bus.
Uh-huh.
Comes after me.
So you don't have to worry about driving.
Don't have to drive.
Talking about Wiley Mathis, I'll tell you a story about him that my wife said it didn't bother her much, but I think it did. He was rather older at the time, I suppose, and he had preached at a little place where my wife went called Oak Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Which you may have heard.
Oh, I've been over there, and I know your
Bloomingburg.
Bloomingburg, yes.
Well, he was invited home for dinner, as was the custom by the Bloomingbergs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went too. And he had seen me around Paducah a lot. Back then I worked at the radio station in Paducah. And when he'd be on the air preaching for some Southern Illinois church, I got acquainted with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had no idea who I'd married, though. And so when we arrived and got out, he said to me, he said, "What are you doing here?"
Well.
And I said, "Well, I married one of the girls, Janie." And he said, "Well, how did you ever find her back here in all these weeds?" You know, it was sort of, to him, I guess it was a very
yeah,
back way place
yeah.
off the, out of scale there.
Wiley has been here, visited in our home, eat with us.
He was a fine fellow.
Yeah, he was. And we've been to his home.
Did he ever bring you any molasses or?
Oh, honey.
Honey, yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I never heard of any molasses.
Well, I guess it was honey I was thinking about. I was mixed up there. All right, what were the roads like around here when you can first remember?
Oh, a little dirt road.
We didn't have I-24?
We didn't have gravel road.
No.
We had to walk mud and water and everything to school. And then my children, when they're building this highway, went to Gibbersville, where the camping ground is now, you know. The school was back there close to the river. And they walked clear to Gibbersville, and they was building this highway, and they had to walk in mud and water and ditches most of the time.
Do you remember anything about when they built the dam?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And Gilbertsville, I believe someone told me, had the first dial telephone system in Marshall County. The TVA put it in here when they started the dam in 38, long about there.
Well, I don't remember about that. I know we used to have old telephones cranked, you know, on the wall.
Yes, sir.
Now, we had that kind before the dam was ever here, but I don't know where it come from.
Did you ever listen in?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Everybody played.
Everybody knew everybody's ring. And
so you could get on and find out the latest news.
Find out the other fella's business.
It was kind of a, well, there was no radio station.
No. No radio station.
So you had to learn some way or other.
Well, we didn't have anywhere to go, only the church. Mm-hmm. You know, but we went to church Gilbertsville a lot, the Baptist church. See, we had preaching once a month at ours. Down here at Calvert, after it was built.
They kind of alternated the different churches
but
in the community?
Wasn't any church. No, they didn't do that. Wasn't any preaching at our church. We'd go to Gilbertsville. All the time I was a dating nearly why I went to Gilbertsville Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody went everywhere. Just to the young folks.
Well, I can remember.
My mother and daddy didn't, but just us kids, you see.
I can remember way back in Hardin, even when I was pretty small, but Church of Christ had service twice a month, say, first
well,
and
they
third,
got twice a
and
month.
The Baptist had on the, let's say, the fourth, and the Methodist on the second, so that there was church preaching somewhere every Sunday.
But my daddy, when it was too bad for them to take the wagon and all the family go to church, my daddy and Uncle Milam Edwards and his daughter and my sister and myself, we all walked and went down the railroad. We went over here to the railroad. That's about a half a mile to the railroad. And then we walked down that railroad to the lower end of Calvert City.
Yes, sir. That's a good little stroll, wasn't it?
And one Sunday it come a snowstorm, and we like to froze to death coming back up that railroad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
Well, what was, did you ever go to the county seat at Benton then? How do you remember it?
Well, I don't remember much about it until after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess I ever did get to go.
You didn't show your best Sunday dress off on Big Singing Day?
No, I never did go to Big Singing.
What about Tater Day?
Never did go to that.
These towns were a long way from the county seat, it seemed back then, didn't it?
It was when you didn't have any way to go. Of course, now we can jump in the car and run over there in a few minutes, but...
In a wagon, it was different.
Oh, you bet it was different. Or walking.
The kids didn't get to ride in the spring seat either, did they?
No. We had to ride with our feet hanging out the back end most
and
of the time.
Every rock you hit, you felt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, do you remember anything about your first automobile? or a car ride or your first train ride, maybe?
I think my first train ride was from here to Louisville.
That must have been quite a trip.
That was just, I done had a daughter married then when I rode the train.
200 miles seemed like a long ways, didn't it?
Not Louisville, but Covington. That's where she lived, and we went to Louisville and changed and went to, what is they call it? Some kind of hummingbird train.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And went into Covington on that.
The hummingbird, I believe that was the Southern Railroad, wasn't it? Came out of Nashville up to Louisville on the L&N. The L&N, I guess it was.
We got on it at Louisville and went to Covington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know. I believe that's the only train rides I had.
Tell us what it was like to drive a Model T.
Well, the first Model T that
Model T.
Well, the first Model T that I ever rode in, the Chadwicks, Ben Chadwick, owned that. And the girls were the only ones that would drive it. The old man wouldn't drive. But the girls done the driving, and we all run together. And of course, I rode some in that. But that's my first car ride. And then when we married, Wallace had an old Model T Ford with no top on it. And we sailed to Metropolis in that and got married.
Yeah.
And come back, and we thought that old car was grand.
It was.
And then we married in 20, and 24 we bought a new Model T. I think it was $400 or something, but anyway, we decided we couldn't pay for it. That $400 was hard to get.
Hard to come by.
And we traded it to Bob Holland at the bank at Calvert, and took his old car in on it. And
so you still had a car.
Still had a car.
$400 sounds awfully cheap now,
yeah,
but
sure it does, but anyway, it was hard to get.
Well,
but I don't remember. We never did have but one new car. Now, two new cars, that Ford, and then we bought a 57 Chevrolet.
Yes. Ms. Knowles, it's just about time for us to say goodbye on the program. Do you have anything particular you'd like to get on before we sign off?
Well, I've probably forgot half what I wanted to say. I don't know of anything else, only I told you about my granddaddy and buying these farms, and
yes, sir.
And his two daughters moved down here and cleared this all out, you know.
Well, he was a real pioneer then,
yeah,
for this county area.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a joy to me to talk with you.
Well, it's been a joy to talk with you.
I thank you for letting me come into your home.
I thank you for coming.
We've enjoyed visiting today with Mrs. Wallace Knowles. Her name is Alma, and she lives right here in the heart of Gilbertsville. Our program is presented courtesy of WCBL and various sponsors, and the tape produced will be preserved at Murray, at Marshall County Library, and at the State Archives in Frankfort. This is Ray Mofield speaking.